This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Martin Luther King pushed for a political revolution, but also for the economic betterment of those on the lower rungs of the income ladder. Part of the civil rights movement's legacy has been upward mobility for many African Americans and higher pay scales for some. But what has not changed dramatically is high levels of unemployment for black people, as Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports.
African Americans have been getting back to work like everyone else, slowly. But one thing hasn't changed much over several decades.
The black unemployment rate is typically twice that of the white unemployment rate in good times and even in bad times.
Economist William Rogers at Rutgers University points out it was that way in the late 1960s when about 7% of blacks were unemployed. And it's true today with the rate around 12%. Margaret Sims at the Urban Institute says the uneven jobs recovery poses challenges.
African Americans tend to be geographically concentrated in communities where jobs are not growing as fast, and in some cases there are very few jobs available.
Sims says African Americans are also heavily represented in the public sector as bus drivers and caseworkers. Those jobs have been cut hard. William Rogers says many young African Americans lack good job networks, friends and family who can connect them to employment. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.